Welcome back, everyone, to another exciting episode of Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We play all your favorite movie, anime, TV shows, and video game intros, middle, and ending background music. Along the way, we are going to both get to learn a little bit about the composers themselves and their history. Now, please don't forget to subscribe to our weekly show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, or pretty much anywhere you go to listen to your podcasts. Also, please give us your ratings and reviews. We'd love to hear from you. Giving us a review of the show helps everyone find us better, and we want to continue bringing you lots more of fun shows in the future. You can help build our tribe. So please take a little bit of time, like the show, follow us, leave a review, and share with your friends. Did you know we take requests? Follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and you can post your soundtrack requests right there. Are you ready? Sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's episode on The Soundtrack Show.
It's the Great Space Coaster. Get on board on the Great Space Coaster. We'll explore a comet ride, a fantasy, to a place where dreams fly fast and free.
With new friends and new things to see,
we'll spin you through the galaxy.
On the Great Space Coaster, oh, on the Great Space Coaster, off we go.
Get on board, step inside, so
hello, everybody. We are back. We've got a brand new week with a brand new set of incredible soundtracks for you. I sincerely hope you all had a great week this week. But if you didn't, I'm also hoping some of your favorite background music will cheer you up a little bit. We started the show with the ultimate TV classic opening theme song to The Great Space Coaster, written by Anne Bryant and Gary Michelin. Well, let me tell you about the three main characters of the show. There's three people: Danny, Roy, and Francine, played by Chris Grifford, Ray Steffens, and Emily Bendiger. Emily recorded with composer Yoko Kanno for Cowboy Bebop and a bunch of other anime and video game soundtracks. Chris Grifford will go on to co-create Dora the Explorer and Go Diego Go. And finally, Ray Steffens. Ray passed away in October of 1990, but not before becoming lead singer of The Village People. Ray also sang the end theme to the Stephen King movie, Cat's Eye. So now, let's continue the tunes, starting with yet another throwback, which I'm pretty sure you'll remember.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and so when you're learning the facts of life.
We're two of a kind. Make it a go. Make it grow. Together, we're gonna find our way. Together, taking the time each day to learn all about those things you just can't buy. Two silver spoons together.
Oh, what did you think of that time travel? I can't believe how far we've come from those must-see TV days. They just don't make sitcoms like that anymore, do they? It Takes Different Strokes was written by Alan Thicke, Al Burton, and Gloria Loring. The show started in 1978, lasting for 8 seasons until 1986 with 189 episodes. Alan Thicke sang the opening theme and was married to Gloria Loring. Which leads us to The Facts of Life, written by the same team for Different Strokes and sung by Gloria. Alan and Gloria go on to have a son, Robin Thicke, and you might know a lot of his awesome music.
Lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby?
The Facts of Life, a spinoff from Different Strokes, lasted for 9 seasons, from 1979 to 1988. It also introduced a powerhouse of new actresses and actors we all know so well. Kim Fields, Molly Ringwald, and George Clooney, just to name a few. Silver Spoons, also an NBC classic series, started in 1982 until 1986 with 5 seasons and 116 episodes. The opening theme is called Together, written by Rick Howard and Bob Wirth. I wonder what Rick Schroeder is up to lately. I know he's been directing a few films, and I remember him on NYPD Blue. Very talented person. Lastly, you heard the theme to the 1968 thriller Twisted Nerve, composed by Bernard Herrmann. I bet you thought I was going to say Kill Bill, right? Let's just say that track has been used everywhere. And now, it's time for your weekly Classic Minute.
And now, the 60-second classics. A brief look at legendary cinema soundtrack composers just in 1 minute. Give or take. The father of film music was born Maximilian Raoul Steiner. Max Steiner was nominated for 24 Academy Awards and the very first recipient of the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Score. A musical prodigy, Max has been conducting music since he was 12 and composing full-time by 15 on Broadway. While he has some uncredited film scores under his belt, by 1929, Max was hired by RKO to compose music for his first film, Dixiana, and then Cimarron. From there, he never looked back, scoring for movies such as 1933's King Kong, yeah, and Son of Kong that same year, too. He also composed for most of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers musicals and 1935's The Informer, which he won his first Academy Award. By 1939, Max was hired by David O. Selznick to work on Gone with the Wind, which is listed as the number 2 greatest film scores, with number 3 for Max's King Kong. He also composed a score to the original 1937 movie A Star is Born, 1942's Casablanca, 1948's Key Largo, 1949's The Fountainhead, 1952's The Jazz Singer, and of course the most well-known theme song, A Summer Place, in 1959. By his passing in 1971, Max Steiner will have originated and transformed how movies are scored for generations to come. There you go. That's your Toy Flavor Radio 60-second-ish soundtrack history lesson.
Thank you. There's a world outside of Yonkers, way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby, out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night with the lights as bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we kiss a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Dressed like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. Oh, there's no blue Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile
that makes you feel brand new down to your toes.
Get out your feathers,
your patent leathers,
your beads and buckles and bows. For there's no blue Monday in your Sunday clothes.
That makes you tilt your nose.
Ermengarde, keep smiling. No man wants a little ninny. Ambrose, do a turn. Let me see. Mr. Hackle, Mr. Tucker, don't forget Irene and Minnie. Just forget you ever heard a word from me. All aboard, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard.
Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Put on your silk cravat and patent shoes. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air.
To town we'll trap to a smoky spot where the girls are hot as a view.
Put on your silk high hat and a thunder-knot cuff. We'll wear a handmade gray suede button.
You're gonna take New York by storm.
We'll join the Astors at Tony Astors, and this on positive all that we won't come on. No!
ぞえ羽ばたく仲間を見た通い慣れた道に迷い込むこの頃闇がもう一人の自分を作る乾いた
Tonight's episode is sponsored by Apple and a Peach. Upgrade your everything with unique handmade soap and original artistic home conversational pieces. Visit appleandpeach.com, a little bit of New York in the heart of Georgia.
What a cool set of tracks. A little bit of anime, a classic Western, and an amazing musical. First was the theme from The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, composed by Ennio Morricone, and whistled by John O'Neill. The track was so popular, it made it to number 4 in the Billboard charts in 1968. After that, you heard Change the World from anime series Inuyasha that started in 2000 to 2004 with 167 episodes. Then, in 2009, it made a comeback with 26 episodes for the Inuyasha Final Act series. Then, of course, a number of feature films. From 1969's Hello, Dolly, you heard Put On Your Sunday Clothes, sung by Barbara Streisand and composed by Jerry Herman. Such an amazing track that you may also remember played in the Pixar animated movie WALL-E. Last was from the animated series Yu-Gi-Oh! The first opening theme, called A Yell of Thirst by Field of View. Yu-Gi-Oh! Started in 1998 and is still going strong, folks. It's listed as one of the highest-grossing media franchises, too. To be honest, I'm surprised with Pokemon still dominating the whole card battle thing. It just goes to show there's always room for more creativity. We've got just enough time left for one more round of soundtracks. Here you go.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Yay! The Wizard of Oz. That was If I Only Had a Brain, composed by Harold Arlen and the lyrics by Yip Harburg. Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow, sung that magnificent song. Prior to that, you heard Singin' in the Rain, sung by talent extraordinaire Gene Kelly, who, by the way, also directed Hello, Dolly. Here's what's even more interesting. Singin' in the Rain was originally composed by Nacio Herb Brown with lyrics by Arthur Freed in 1929. This version of the song you heard was sung in the movie of the same name in 1959. To all you writers and composers out there that squirrel away your songs for the future, this was a good example of the results. Sometimes your work is ahead of the time. We started the set with a track from the 2005 hit Batman Begins, composed by Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard. The track was called Antrasis, which is actually a species of bat. In fact, each of the tracks for this album are named after a Latin species of bat. Perfect idea for a really great film. So with that, we are done for this week of soundtracks, including episode 3. But don't worry, we're getting episode 4 ready for next week, even as we speak. Thank you for sharing your time with me. We learned a lot tonight, and we'll dig into more music next week. In the meantime, try not to let the bad news of the world get you down. Hang out with us, close your eyes, and get taken back with the soundtrack show. And we will wrap up tonight by leaving you with the HBO hit series of 1998 with 88 episodes, The Sopranos. This is Woke Up This Morning by Alabama 3. Have a great week, everyone.